You're listening to SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed expats in a pre-recorded video played at an awards ceremony for Australians who do well in their fields overseas.
I know for Australians overseas, it has been a very difficult and frustrating time. It's tough, living through a pandemic and being separated from your family. And that's brought its own heartbreak, life's moments missed that you will never get back. Zoom can't do justice to these moments, and I know that.
He assured them that once vaccination rates lift, Australia will reopen and they'll be able to quarantine at home if they're fully vaccinated.
The opportunity to quarantine at home will be an important development because it opens us up. It enables you to be able to come home and not have to go through hotel quarantine, which has its obvious restrictions, but your place here is always there for you and we can use your place to ensure we can bring you home.
Thousands of Australians and permanent residents have been unable to return because of the quarantine caps, which have forced the airlines to fly with very limited passenger numbers. To try to make up for the lost revenue of flying to and from Australia with few and sometimes no passengers, the airlines have been charging exorbitant airfares. Matt Coyle is the founder of the Melbourne Travel Project, a travel agency based on Melbourne's Mornington Peninsula, which has helped stranded people return to Australia. He says the airfares his customers are having to pay are extremely expensive.
A one-way flight from Montreal into Australia for $24,000 for one person. The standard price for an economy seat is about $5,000 if you can get one. And now the average probably businesses around about somewhere between $12,000 to $16,000 for one person one way.
Michelle Parker is a permanent resident who says she spent most of last year stranded in the United States because of the border restrictions. She's lived in Australia for 13 years and worked as a crew member for one of the US airlines servicing Sydney. Unlike Qantas crew members who were allowed to isolate at home, Michelle Parker says she was expected to quarantine at her own expense in a hotel every time she returned from the US. She's now unemployed and back in Sydney with her husband and three children, but for much of 2020, she says she was stranded in San Francisco. She's described the stress of that forced separation as immeasurable.
We did not choose to be separated, but we were. The stress for my husband was out of being a single parent. He never asked to be a single parent. No support in place for us, and it was difficult for my children who would every FaceTime, Mummy, when are you coming home? We miss you so much. It was a lot for them, and on my end, it was incredibly stressful because as a mom, you're worried about your kids and how they're going to cope and manage, and it was quite stressful. And my hair fell out as a result of it, large portions of it. I'm glad to say it's growing back, but yeah, it took a really big toll emotionally on me for sure.
Michelle Parker says Scott Morrison's comments are too little, too late, and insincere.
To me, it just screams of election is looming. It's just a little bit soulless, considering that last July he finger-wagged and pointed at the Australians who were still overseas, saying that we had had our chance to come home, as if life is neat and tidy, and that you can just tick boxes and say, okay, I can just come home right now, that with little regard that people have different circumstances. Some people are caring for people. Some people are still in jobs. They have children in school. They can't just immediately come home. And I find it just a little bit insincere. It's probably the best word.
Matt Coyle from the Melbourne Travel Project says the New South Wales government decision to halve already reduced travel caps has seen some of his customers lose their spots on flights back to Australia over the next few weeks and months.
That basically cut out any small pockets of availability over the coming months. You know, with so many flights only having maybe only 35 people to only have 17 or so, those cancellations, regardless of what the people have paid, people were cancelled from business, cancelled from economy, then filled up any remaining other pockets of availability, which just eliminated any other chance for someone planning to come home.
As the states and territories try to lift vaccination rates ahead of planned reopenings, there are also proposals to eventually offer Australians booster shots. The World Health Organization has spent the past month urging rich nations not to offer boosters until people in developing countries have had a chance to get protection from COVID-19. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the rich nations are just not heeding the WHO pleas.
A month ago, I called for a global moratorium on booster doses at least until the end of September, to prioritize vaccinating the most at-risk people around the world who are yet to receive their first dose. There has been little change in the global situation since then. So today, I'm calling for an extension of the moratorium until at least the end of the year to enable every country to vaccinate at least 40% of its population.
Dr. Ghebreyesus says lots of promises have been made, and it's time countries made good on their offers to help.
High-income countries have promised to donate more than 1 billion doses, but less than 15% of those doses have been materialized. Manufacturers have promised to prioritize COVAX and low-income countries. We don't want any more promises. We just want the vaccines.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.